What's up, Milwaukee? What's up, Milwaukee? Glad to see y'all in the building. Man, we got a lot going on in this world and times, days and life and times. You on the grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and we are about to pick some more grapes on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. Yes, that's right. We are in the grapevine. Yes, and we are picking the grapes. We got a lot to talk about. And I'm not going to hold y'all too much longer because I want to get my weekend started. I want to start it early. I mean, you know, I still got to stay on until 4. Jazz Tyler after me because you got to tap in with her. Milwaukee, one man pleaded the fifth. He pleaded the fifth over 100 times. Over 100 times. Literally over 100 times. This week, like, how do you plead the fifth over 100 times? That's crazy. You know what? Hey, Zach, did you hear what he had to read? He literally had to read half a paragraph.
Wait, who?
Anthony Fauci for 100 times plus. Crazy, man. If you get a clip of it, just, you know, let me know when you get a clip of it. But Anthony Fauci literally pled the fifth 100 times. And I'm not saying, you know, that COVID wasn't bad. I'm not saying that. We're not saying, you know, a lot of people had complications from this illness, this sickness. A lot of people. And believe it or not, I remember being overseas prior to the outbreak of COVID. And man, it was bad. It was bad. Like, I remember, you know, it wasn't just COVID hitting, right? But it was COVID in a sense that there was no name to it prior to it actually, you know, hitting America. It was no name to it. I remember being in a specific country in the October prior to the actual naming of the pandemic. And man, like, I remember getting sick. I personally, no shots, no nothing. I remember getting sick and I was like, this is not normal. This is not a normal type of illness. Lo and behold, the next however many months hit me. I didn't get sick then, but I learned that this illness was then called COVID and COVID-19. So Coco, beware. So Anthony Fauci, man, pled the Fifth Amendment. He went on record in the government, the Senate, and they wanted to question him. And he did not answer. They wanted to question him about the COVID's origins. They wanted to question him about COVID's origins. Not one citing his lawyer's advice. Not one. At all. Yep. It's crazy. And to top this off, Stephen A. Smith, one of the loudest voices in sports media, watched that happen and then turned around and apologized to Kyrie Irving. I got a lot to say about that, man. You got to watch a Senate hearing. You have to watch a Senate hearing about someone denying the Senate answers in relationship to the origins of COVID. And then apologize to a person that was a sports star who actually was telling people about this. And he was just saying, like, this is my, these are my beliefs about COVID, and I'm not getting the shot. You had to watch this whole thing play out and then go on air and give an apology to Kyrie Irving. You called him all kinds of names, Stephen A. Smith. We know you did. You called him flat out stupid for refusing the vaccine years ago. You called him flat out stupid. But then you catch this little old doctor. You catch this little old doctor on air in the Senate. And it takes him to tell you. It takes him to tell you what the origins of the COVID, well, takes him to deny answers of the origins of COVID for you to be convinced that you were wrong about calling somebody flat out stupid. Man. So Milwaukee, I need us to sit with what that means today. Then we're going a little wider because Trump just announced tariffs on generic drugs. This is very serious for a lot of y'all. A lot of y'all getting generic drugs. The cheap medicine 90% of this country actually depends on. The cheap medicine. I want y'all to hear this. Thousands and, yeah, a lot of people are going to be affected by this. So not only is he announcing the tariffs, but the price on cheaper medicine is going to go up. So you're going to pay more for your medicine. So people with diabetes, heart disease, you name it, cancer, whatever, you got to, boop. He just did his thing. He waved his little wand. He waved his little finger. And now you got tariffs on cheap drugs. Next, I'm going to talk about thousands, and this is a really wild story. Thousands upon thousands of people just stormed a border in Spain. And at least 9 died trying. We need to go into this. This is going to be wild. This is a wild day, y'all. This is a very wild day. And Iran linked hackers just hit 30 water systems in Minnesota. 30, y'all. They forced the utilities to run water treatment by hand, manually. Water treatment by hand, manually. We living in a wild time. We didn't have any problems. We didn't have any problems before this conflict in Iran. We didn't have any problems, and they're not only hacking water systems, but they're hacking other systems like your banks, schools. They are attacking the infrastructure, the technological infrastructure of America. And as a matter of fact, would y'all happen to know and realize that underneath that Strait of Hormuz, underneath the Strait of Hormuz, or on the bottom bed of it, is a very important internet line? Yes. Man, a lot for the internet. That if they hit it, half the world will be shut off from the internet. Boy, boy, boy. This is a real doozy we got ourselves into. Thank you. This is a real doozy we got ourselves into. So, Milwaukee, I'm going to say something right now, and I don't care who makes it uncomfortable. A man who spent years telling this entire country exactly what to think, what to inject in our bodies, exactly who to trust. He just sat in front of however many senators and refused to answer a single question. Now, there's a trick bag that we need to talk about later on with all of this. There's a trick bag, and everybody's pretty much getting paid off. And they basically like squeezed the big pharma. They squeezed. They made you think about this disease, and told you you had to buy whatever it is. You had to buy into this. So everybody, insurance companies, everybody was buying into this vaccine. Somebody got paid. Over 100 times, Anthony Fauci pled the Fifth Amendment. And honestly, if you ain't got nothing to hide, you don't need 100 escape hatches. You don't got to, there's not that many escape hatches that you need. Wednesday, Rand Paul, I think he's like the Senate Security Committee or whatever, Homeland Security Committee. They subpoenaed Anthony Fauci to testify about COVID's origins and whether or not he misled Congress. So instead of answering, he read one sentence, which pretty much was upon his attorney's advice, he'd invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. And he did it again and again and again and again and again, literally 100 times. So Rand Paul is actually a doctor. He accused Fauci of lying about COVID's origins for years, and he just released hundreds of pages of Fauci's own private notes and emails to make his case. So that's why they were able to call him to the Senate. Rand Paul now scheduled a vote to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress. Now, the lawyers want to remind people that pleading the Fifth is technically a legal admission of guilt. It's, you know, that's what people do. When you plead the Fifth, it's kind of like, yo, you're kind of guilty. But Milwaukee, we don't live by legal footnotes. We live by actual common sense. And common sense says when the most confident man in America, the man who stared literally almost every day in the camera for years, told you he was the science, suddenly he goes mute. And under the Fifth Amendment, under oath, he then tells everybody that he basically doesn't know the origins of COVID. Yeah, but he does, because he actually has pled the Fifth Amendment. And I'm gonna give y'all the black version of the story. There's a black version, because this is where I really need y'all locked in. We were called crazy. We were called conspiracy theories. Our aunties, our uncles, our elders. I talked to one of my guys, and I remember him being the only person in his family that didn't get the COVID shot. And he had actual people who were in his family that were black revolutionaries. And I'm going to tell y'all the rest when we come back from break. Man, welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Benon Sabir, and you're on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. Yes, I'm glad you are locked in. And yes, that's true. I do support live music, and that used to be one of my favorite songs back in the day. I am that old, and I'm glad you have listened to Rhythm of the Night by El DeBarge with me. We need to just play that song all the way through. That's so cool. So that cold. Woo.
Trying to get us banned on YouTube.
Oh, man. Let's not do that. We're going to stay on YouTube right quick, y'all. We're just going to play 30 seconds of each song that we like from the 80s. So before I left, we were talking about Anthony Fauci and him pleading the fifth, and then we got into it. We just got into it. You know, it's real deal. It's real deal here. We need to talk about this because COVID-19 was very serious. COVID-19 was highly serious. And I think we have to understand why it was serious to us. And before I went to break, I was talking to you about how my friend of mine who was, I call him Jack of all trades. I call him the Renaissance man. But he was the only person in his family of a lot of people, a gangload of people. He's the only person in his family that didn't get the vaccine, the COVID shot. And you know, I remember it was almost taboo to even talk about it. And now we have somebody in the Senate committee getting persecuted, getting hit, slammed for not giving us the truth behind COVID-19 and not telling us the origins behind COVID-19. So, you know, yeah, our aunties, our uncles, our elders, there was a couple sides of it where some people said that it was something wrong with this. But then there was some people who kind of were like black power, like, man, but they were getting the shot. I mean, it was a real split. It was a real, real huge split. So there were people who, you know, in reality who felt right, like, man, I'm not going to ever get the shot. And they got mocked publicly by doctors, by media, by their own coworkers, simply for just asking questions. And Milwaukee, that instinct didn't come from nowhere. That came from generations of pattern recognition. Tuskegee, Henrietta Lacks, Johnson & Johnson testing the asbestos on black inmates. All the things we talked about for real, literally, on this show. If y'all didn't hear about Johnson & Johnson, they awarded 22 people $5.5 billion because they were testing asbestos inside their talc, their Johnson & Johnson baby powder talc. Yeah. Henrietta Lacks, Tuskegee experiment, all of that. Real published research found that black residents living closest to Tuskegee, Alabama, itself got vaccinated slower than their white neighbors down the street. That's not a coincidence. That Milwaukee, that literally is a memory passed down in your body, in the family, in the community. Whether or not you ever read a single history book about it, it's still in your memory. It's still in your DNA. It is a part of who and what has happened to us in this country. Testing things, like they still are testing things on black inmates. They still have black inmate testing. They still are testing things. I was talking to a young lady and the other day, and she was saying that they were testing things on her. Jazz literally just said it online, right here, that they wanted her to be a part of a study. And she didn't know, you know, any better. A lot of people just approve because they need the money, whatever. And boom, now you're part of a human genome study in India, and your joint is being shipped off to, you know, Queen's College in Manchester in the UK. I mean, come on, man. We've been studied enough. We've been poked and prodded enough. Where is the real healing? Where are the people that are blowing the whistle on this sooner? That's the canary in the coal mine, Milwaukee. You know the story. Coal miners used to carry the caged canary down in the mine because that bird felt danger. And they felt, when they felt the danger, especially because it was in the air, they would feel it before the human. So if the canary got sick and got quiet, that means it dropped off its porch, this perch. That was the signal to leave before the gas took the miners' lives. Black America has been the canary in this country generation after generation after generation after generation. We felt something in the air with this shot in COVID before the rest of the country wanted to admit it. Everybody knew, and everybody had a family member that was like, this don't even seem right. So we can't find a cure to AIDS, but they got a cure to COVID. Come on. This didn't seem right. And you got this dude on camera right now saying that he's denying the origins of where COVID originated from. But Milwaukee, I don't want you to feel in this case like he's the villain. The real villain. Do not allow yourself to be pulled on the side of Trump. Do y'all get that? Y'all see this? They put this man. We have an entire war. Y'all look at this. We have an entire war going on. It's a war. What they say? Hey, look, Mobb Deep. It's a war going on outside. No man is safe from. You can run, but you can't hide forever. From these streets that we done took. If you're walking with your head down, scared to look, you shook. Because it's no such thing as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks. That's literally what Mobb Deep said. If you listen, if you're a Mobb Deep head, that's literally what they said. They never around when the beef cooks. And my part of town is similar to Vietnam. There's no such thing as halfway crooks. Mobb Deep literally tells you that. There's no such thing as Trump being a halfway villain. He's all the way. He's 100%. He's on the other side. He's on the other side. He put Fauci in front of your face to detract you and distract you from his topic at hand, his topic that he needs to tend to right now. Because Minnesota just got hit. Poland got hit. And he got Fauci, and he's talking about women being in men's sports. No. Bring it back to center, buddy. We don't need to put Fauci on. We already know what's going on. We know about Fauci. We know about the vaccine. We know about that. Hey, y'all, this is real life. This is real life. I'm going to hit this chat in a minute. When we come back, we're going to hit this chat. But let me ask you a question before we take our break. Did you have somebody in your family who hesitated, who got side-eyed or mocked for not taking the jab? And really, how does that feel? How does that feel now? I need y'all to call in. How does that feel to know that that person was right? Whew. Man, we'll be back when we come back. We're going to talk about that question. Or just call in. Hit me on the chat. That's all you got to do. 833-212-1017. You are on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. And this is your grapevine. Let's pick some grapes after these 3 minutes.
The 5-foot assassin with the roughneck business.
1,000 and a half. You wanted just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. Look, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Manon Sabir of The Grapevine, and you are on the award-winning The Truth. The Truth Nation 101.7 Radio. Bruh, let me tell y'all, before we went to break, were you or someone in your family mocked at for not getting the COVID-19 vaccination shot, jab, poked in the arm joint? Were you or someone in your family mocked at for not getting the jab? Man, I know a number of people. I'm gonna go to the chat real quick. Go to the chat. Guru4139 said, we can tie Crawley to this as well. Why did he refuse to speak at the mosque? Israel involved? Ooh, okay. It's getting hot in here. It's getting hot. It's getting real hot. We're going to talk about that. Hey, man, that might be on the docket. It's getting real hot. Robert Lance says, there's nothing wrong with using their Fifth Amendment right. That's why it's there. Isn't nothing wrong. It's not anything wrong, but there's something wrong if you doing wrong. There's something wrong if you doing wrong. It's impossible to track down. Robert Lance said, on everybody TV screen for 2 years, Jasmine West says, on everybody TV screen for 2 years, media showing people falling in the streets, women having babies without family support, people fired for not getting the jab, fighting over toilet paper. Man, it was an absolute show. Tory was always against the shot too. Yep. Jasmine West said people was offering free meals and money for the jab. They were. Like snacks though. They was offering snacks too. Like Reese's. Peanut butter cups. And Robert Lance said, talking about Fauci, but not about the people that didn't produce the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Bruh.
Oh, day. Robert, you are on fire today. Man, talk about Robert, about Fauci, but not about the people that didn't. See, that's what I'm saying. That's y'all got to get out get your hand out the trick bag. Because your hand going to come out and it's going to be mangled. Going to be mangled. Mangled trick bag. Get your hand out the trick bag, man. Don't stare a gift horse in his mouth. Don't do it. That's what we've been doing. So, the Basement Show 6490 said, do you believe in the vaccination? What do you mean? But I'm not a vaccinator. No. What, the Basement Show, are you a vaccinator? Just let me know. I'm a juicer. I'm a juicer. I'm a roider. I'm a roider. I like roids. I like them juice roids. I like to be juiced up. Yeah, I'm a juicer. You right, Zach. So, yes. Yeah, we got Brandon, man, everybody, it's Friday. It's Friday, man. That's all good. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, Manon? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. I really appreciate you.
I had some comments first on the vaccine. I think as a community, if you look at African Americans as a whole, we have always been, you know, skeptical of the medical sciences.
Yeah.
And I think more so than ever, that skepticism is warranted. If you look at just a number of things, whether it's whether food is actually organic, mm-hmm. whether some of the things that they're saying to us at the hospital are actually true,
yeah.
Or even on down to do you actually need a C-section? There's question marks on almost everything,
mm-hmm.
And I think there's this misconception that big medicine has your best interest at hand.
Yeah.
And I think we've got more than enough information to know that that's not the case. Now, does that mean everybody needs to follow Dr. Sebi's routine? Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
But I certainly think I've seen people lose their jobs over that vaccine. I've seen families stop seeing each other over the thoughts on the vaccine. And then now that all of this stuff is coming out, there's really no one mending those issues or apologizing. There's, you know, I had a brother at City Hall. They said everyone that works there needs to get the vaccine. And there's absolutely no accountability now for what that's done. And then my last comment is I wouldn't even call that what they received as a vaccine. From what I understand, it has an impact on your mRNA.
Yep.
So in essence, you know, 100, 200, 300 years from now, people will be able to look at your ancestors or your offspring, rather, and they will be able to tell if their ancestors received that vaccine shot or not.
Right.
So I find that extremely, extremely troubling in regards to the future we're going. And then my final point, it also calls to question a lot of things that they're telling you to not worry about right now, be that be AI, be that be Bill Gates buying up all your farmland, be that what's going on now in Iran. I think we need to really start looking at this as a survival mode, because I think we're entering an era where nobody's coming to save us. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Man, I appreciate it, Brandon. And I think even so, you're right, Brandon. There are some. It's to be skeptical of big pharma and large medicine and even larger insurance companies. You should really be skeptical of it. It doesn't mean that they're not doing good in some type of way, but they've proven beyond any measure and shadow of a doubt with pharmaceuticals that they're in the job of profit versus helping people. They're in the job. So even Zach was saying, if you look at the medicine, like there wasn't a huge deal about all the other like tetanus shots and flu shots. And they have different types of flu shots. You have like every year you get a brand new flu shot, and it's always it's like the next flu is the grand champion of the last grand champion flu. And then that flu is the more grand champion of that flu. And then they have another vaccine. Make sure you go to Walgreens and get, I can't even go to Walgreens now because Walgreens is closed. And then make sure you go to you can't go to CVS because CVS is closed. Where am I going to go? Oh, make sure you go to Amazon because you can order it now. Now you can order. I mean, I don't know if you can, but that's my point, right? Now you have to look. You know, I know a friend. I have a friend who, and I'm going to hit the chat too, and I'm going to answer that question by LaRon Taylor. I have a friend who is, he's big time. And his company is a marketing company, and they made majority of their money marketing the COVID-19 swabs. Guaranteed. And he was the lead. He was the chief marketer, the CMO, chief marketing officer for this company. And they made their money marketing. They were marketing some other mess before COVID. They jumped right into the COVID and made so much money that they are still hiring people today. That's how much money they made from the COVID swabs, marketing the COVID swabs. People were making boatloads of money, y'all. Boatloads of money. And what people were saying is it wasn't necessarily about the jab that was so upsetting. It was the disruption in people's lives. People were losing, to Zach's point, people were losing jobs. People were getting sick from this actual illness. People were getting sick. We're not saying people weren't getting sick, but the people that were, there were people that were getting sick, and they kept telling them to keep getting the updates on the main jab. Then when you get the updates, you will get sick again. What? It don't make sense. If I'm getting the jab and I'm still getting sick, why do I need to do this? Why do I need to take this COVID shot? Whew. Let's keep it going, y'all. Y'all can call in 833-212-1017. Tell me, did you get the – well, let's not do this.
Yeah, I mean, I know we got a break, but, like, people were probably – it wasn't a cure. It's a vaccine. It's not a cure. So
right.
I think people are getting confused the definitions of a vaccine and a cure.
Right.
Like, I had COVID 5 times. I was notorious for getting COVID.
Yeah.
And then I got the jab. And I haven't had COVID since.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Right.
Yep. Hey y'all, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back and continue picking these grapes on the grapevine. We'll see you in 3.
This is America. Woo. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
Man, Zach is cooking today, baby. Yes. Welcome back to the Grapevine. We're picking some more grapes. We're talking about Anthony Fauci, Stephen A. Smith apologizing to our guy, our best buddy, Kyrie Irving with the handles. Yes. We're talking about the vaccine, COVID. Talking about it all. This is, we're on our Soapbox Friday. Y'all can get on your soapbox. Y'all can call in. Feel like calling in, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Y'all can cook on air. Y'all can cook, make that meat if you want to. Cook the stir fry. Make stir fry. Y'all can stir fry. Y'all make sure y'all stir fry. We're going to go to the chat real quick. We'll go to the chat because got to shout out my chat. Basement Show said, so do you believe in vaccination? I have a child, and that child is not vaccinated. LaRon Taylor says, 9076. Yes, I believe in the vaccination. I know somebody who didn't, and they died. We could talk about it. The Basement Show says, so you don't believe in the polio vaccine. There are some vaccines that I know that may be good for individuals, but I do know that I do understand the origins of vaccines and medicines, and they have their root origins in plants. So there are areas in which we need to trust, especially in plant medicine, that will allow us to have better health than kind of these mainstream drugs. So I'm not the expert in the polio vaccine argument, but I will say that I'm not the you know, that person right now. So anyway, the basement show. All One Hair JT says, shout out to all of y'all though in the chat. Thanks for grapevining and picking these grapes with me though. I like that. We've been getting vaccinated since kindergarten. You're right. Vaccinated since kindergarten. Yeah. My mama's listening. I'm not going to say nothing. How many people got the vaccination but were telling people not to get it? That's a really good question. And All One Hair JT, Robert Kennedy is way worse. Yes, pretty much. Security Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up? How you doing, Mike?
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Doing good.
Yeah, well, that guy in the chat, he touched on it. I'm a 60s baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to get vaccinated for everything. He was entering kindergarten and stuff like that. And all that stuff worked. I don't understand why the president and them is even rehashing all this stuff instead of worrying about these high prices and gas prices right now. That stuff already been litigated with Dr. Fauci.
Man.
Dr. Fauci is outstanding.
Right.
That man saved a lot of people with the HIV stuff, man. Trump and them just dumb, man, and he's the main one. I did get the vaccine because when it came out, they said people that were older should get it. I was 60 at that time. Say about 5 years ago, I'll be 66 this Monday.
Yeah.
August 3rd, 4 years from 70. I don't look like it, though. I played a lot of ball coming up. People think I'm in my 50s, in early 50s.
Right on.
But, yeah, I got vaccinated. And then couple of years later, I did get COVID. But I didn't get hospitalized because I had something in me. You know, this is why we're in the predicament we're in today with all this misinformation and conspiracies and stuff. That's why we're in this predicament.
Yeah.
Good work, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Real quick, before we move on, I want to say COVID affected your respiratory system. Just remember that. COVID effect, and I'm not saying that it wasn't real. What I'm telling you is that COVID affected your respiratory system. So if you are a smoker, if you had asthma, if you were older with some type of respiratory something, if you had showed signs of that, if you had anything dealing with your heart, then that was going to be exposed. That's what illnesses do. Illnesses expose what is already weak. Do y'all get that, right? Like, everybody should get that. Illnesses expose what is already weak. Number one, that's the number one thing they do. If you get sick, if you get a cold, it is already going to expose what is already there. That's, elementary. Let me hit the chat real quick. RC Creation Muse 2023 says, I've never been vaccinated since the youth. I will take my chances on natural immunity. Definitely not anti-vaccine, though. I'm going to say this again. It was COVID. And here's the other thing I need to really say. COVID was hitting people in many different ways. And it was very serious. I'm not saying that it wasn't serious. I'll repeat that over and over again when we're on this topic. But what I'm telling everybody is that there was a more sinister design behind this entire system of COVID. And even now, it's still working out. We're still talking about it. And we ain't even talking about, you're right, Mike. You ain't talking about we're not talking about the war. We're not talking about gas. How they just poll. Listen, I'm going to say this, and this is Russia struck Poland. You know how far Russia and Poland are from each other? Y'all take a wild guess. I want somebody to take a guess in the chat. Take a grapevine, pick some grapes in the chat. We're going to have some education today. You know how far Russia and Poland are from each other? 152 kilometers. Kilometers. How do you have a precise missile? They said it accidentally hit Poland. How does it go off? It went to the right. How? It was an accident. No. There's more designing than not for Russia to enter into this thing, for Poland to be provoked, for China to be provoked. Y'all know about this. Y'all see it, it's playing out. The caller. What's up, the caller?
How's it going, brother?
Chilling. What's
up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got you.
Well, to the person who said we've been vaccinated since we were going to school, if you have children who are going to school, they are being vaccinated. There are people in the world who don't believe in any medicine like Rastafarians. And I've always believed that your health is your personal choice and that the science of health is ever evolving. So what we knew before 2020 is less than what we'll know in 2030. And everything is not a conspiracy theory. And,
right.
you know, some people over accentuate anything to be contrarian.
Yeah.
And some of those same people, I've actually had personal conversations, take prescription medicine to get high. Now you'll do that
mm-hmm.
and invade your body, but you'll quit. You'll allow your job to be taken, during the pandemic.
So, right.
You know, there are many different ways and there are all personal choices.
Right.
And what you're just saying is, the person who told us all to drink bleach is the one who is putting this new, well, information that we already had about COVID. I have sisters who put people in body bags because three of them are nurses.
Mm.
So when people call it a plandemic, I lost friends who I went to elementary school with. You would have to believe that all of these countries that you just mentioned who hate each other came together and said they want to decrease their population, which is to the detriment of any nation.
Right.
And so if you really are educated, you know that some of the things that have been said online and that people just talk about, you know, in society are just not even possible, feasible, or they just don't make sense. But what we do know is there is an individual who we have occupying our White House who did take a vaccination and told everybody else not to take it, and told everybody else just so he could be contrary, a contrarian against the things that Dr. Fauci was doing.
Right.
And even Dr. Fauci, I believe, has admitted that some of the things that he said were, he discovered, not as accurate as he thought. And as we continue to evolve, there may be another situation where we have to protect ourselves against germs. And every time we do it, I think we evolve as human beings because science is what actually has helped us evolve above all other species.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back on for the next hour. We got a lot of people in the chat. I want to really address a few things on the grapevine. We're going into hour number 2 at 3, and we'll be back in 3.